News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Charlie Weston, who is personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not yet have heard and to give analysis on some of those that you have. And we start with Kneecap, the band who have only just found themselves out of a whole load of court proceedings in which they were tremendously successful. They're now instigating proceedings, Charlie.
They are trying to instigate proceedings in the High Court in Dublin against a Canadian Grand Chief of an Indigenous tribe, Grand Chief Harvey Yesno, which we've never heard of in this part of the world.
I didn't have that on my bingo card.
No, and, you know, basically they had a sold-out concert in 2024. There was a lot of criticism of them in Canada, particularly by this man, Grand Chief Harvey Yesno, claimed they were anti-Semitic because of their support for Palestine. Now, Kneecap are very quick to say, we're not anti-Semitic, we just think this phrase has been weaponized for anybody who criticizes Israel's action in Gaza. So they're trying to get this heard in the High Court. They want to take proceedings against him. It's probably going to be hard because it's outside the Canadian jurisdiction. Obviously, it's a matter that should be maybe dealt with in Canada. But it's not the first time they've taken action against Canadian. They took action against a Canadian MP as well. They've initiated legal action there. So they're pretty, very annoyed by this, it seems, you know. And as you say, now there's scrapes with the British authorities who accused them of inciting hatred, claiming they were supporting Hezbollah. They managed to, that was all thrown out on a technicality. So this will be an interesting one. It'll be a dirty one if it comes to court. And, you know, obviously, you know, the Canadians are saying, hold on, these guys are engaged in actions which are contrary to Canadian values and laws. So, you know, there will be a bit of a spite now, in it, I'd say, on both sides.
It's a while since I've read our extradition agreement with Canada, but I think it's highly unlikely they're going to force one of their Indigenous leaders onto a plane to face court proceedings in Dublin.
No, you just wonder, you know, why bother with this one? You know, and they're based in Belfast as well, and they have a Belfast legal team, Phoenix Law, who represented punk rap duo Bob Villain in their actions. So I don't know. Well, you know, the courts they sometimes allow these things on. I know nothing about the law, but I mean, you just wonder how whether this one will run in Ireland or not.
Well, given their previous legal successes, they have a fairly good record thus far. So we'll follow that with interest. Meanwhile, we stay with international issues. Trump has renewed his feud with the Italian Prime Minister.
Yeah, doesn't Trump love a feud? Wow, isn't it a great distraction? The Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, who was one of his... They were great pals, and she was described as a Trump whisperer at one stage. But now they're falling out. It goes back to the G7 summit in France when Trump claimed that Meloni was bugging him for photographs and that he was looking up at her in a kind of admiring way, and he's printed that photograph on his Truth Social network and claimed that she's been annoying him and that really a restraining order is needed, which is pretty strong stuff. She's obviously very, very annoyed with this and said, look, she has supported him in the past despite the fact that it has damaged her politically, that she never begged him for a photograph. And you know, but look, it could run and run.
And that's his latest is now, this is ahead, I think, the NATO meetings. He is saying he wants this restraining order to keep her away.
Keep her away from him for the photo ops, you know. Gosh, you know, I mean, most people don't want to be photographed with Trump, and Meloni probably doesn't either. But this is probably doing her no harm in Italy because Trump is just seen to be a big bully, isn't he?
And she has been doing a very good job of standing up to him. And of course, that NATO meeting, we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the programme, because NATO gathering and, of course, big questions about European spending and America's role in NATO. Before that, though, Kenny Jacobs, the former CEO of Dublin Airport, who was, of course, embroiled in conflict with his own board and eventually managed to get himself out of that, he has a new job.
He has a new job. I mean, when he was in the DAA, and as you say, Anton, he fell out with them in 2023 and there was a protracted legal action and a settlement. One of his jobs in the DAA was to make sure drones didn't interfere with airplanes. So he had to have anti-drone technology because they were seen as breaching the airspace, you know. Where has he popped up? According to my colleague, John Mulligan, who has an exclusive interview with him in the Irish Independent, he's now the executive chairman of Irish drone delivery firm Mana, the firm that was essentially grounded here a while ago when it lost a planning battle to try and use its drones for deliveries of food and other things. So,
and of course, what MANA are saying is that because there was reporting that suggested that they were leaving Ireland, they said, yeah, we're sort of leaving Ireland, but mostly we're expanding operations in the States and doubling down on our growth.
They are. No, they've raised a lot of money, $110 million. But you're right. They're actually concentrating now on America, where they reckon it'll be easier for them to get in the air, if you like, Oklahoma and Texas and places like that. No, they will need to raise more money. Bobby Healy is still in charge, but the executive chairman now is Kenny Jacobs. So there's going to be a supercharged effort to get this technology up and running in America. Now, they're not the only one in America, so it won't be easy. But it's
Although
just a pity that...
They're well-established. Like, they're now, what, nearly a decade in operation, so they have a lot of technology and a lot of R&D already under their belts.
Oh, they do, certainly, you know, and they know what they're doing. But, I mean, and the Americans are open to stuff like this. They tend to, you know, a consumer society that prioritises convenience and speed. So, it'd be, you know, they have a better chance of making it in America.
You but would also think geographically, like, if you've ever driven across Oklahoma, like, the deliveries for fast food in Oklahoma, like, the nearest fast food joint might be 85 miles away.
Yeah.
It suits drones.
Oh, it would, yeah, and it's a quick and a fast way of people getting a delivery. Yeah, it could, you know, it might just be a sweet spot for them.
Now, to the big story that I know you have been eager to discuss all morning, Charlie, we're getting leaks about what happened at the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce wedding.
The wedding of the year, probably
century,
the decade,
millennium.
Probably the second. Yes, $20 million. $20 million was spent on this wedding. Apparently, it was amazing. There was 1,000 guests. Paul McCartney performed at it. Adam Sadler was the master of ceremonies. And, you know, there was a whole range
who
of people.
Who knows 1,000 people to bring to a wedding, Charlie?
Well, all these top celebrities were there. I mean, some of them I don't know because they're Americans, but it's Selena Gomez and Gigi Hadid and people like that were there. Now, the strange thing was the food was a buffet. You had to queue to get your food. You know, who wants to queue? Even
Shocking.
At an Irish wedding, you will get a plate of food at a table. The ceremony was long, apparently 20 minutes, and 150 special guests got to sit down, but the other 800 or so had to stand for this ceremony.
They had to stand through a wedding.
Yeah, apparently it was quite underwhelming, largely overwhelming.
Does that mean that
you had to give up the phone as well? That was the other thing, Anton. You had to
park
the phone.
But there was two tiers. You got told you're second class, you have standing room only, you're not one of the sitters.
The very high-end celebrities got a seat, and the rest of them got to stand. So you really knew who you were then in terms of what was going on. So, but, you know, there's a big long piece in the Daily Mail about it. Some people really enjoyed it, thought it was a great event. Others were kind of going, ugh, really? You know? On the menu, king crab, lobster, caviar. But there was also a Krispy Kreme truck, a donut truck, seen around the place as well. So it was probably a good variety of different food types. But mixed views, apparently, about this $20 million wedding.
Stone crab, lobster and caviar.
Yeah, sounds good to me, you know.
Okay. Good work if you can get it, Charlie, isn't it?
King crab, apparently.
Oh, king crab. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what king crab is, but it's probably very
big
nice.
Big lad from Alaska, as I understand it, but I could be wrong. Charlie, thank you so much. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.